mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. We're going to have a good day. Hey, everybody. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Mraz and Bogus here. PDB, Patty B, PDS, all in the building. Of course, the Celtics extend their series to a game number five back at Boston. Don't give us one. Marcus Smart said, don't give us one. We're going to retackle that at the top of the final hour of the show and ask, are the Celtics done fake liking each other? But some NFL news yesterday, Bogues. First of all, good morning to you again.
Good for anybody to see you just again. Joining us. And congrats on us. This is where we messed up. Had to do the hour to restart yesterday.
Which people didn't like that bit.
Right. But bit or not, nailed that one.
Yeah, we did.
So we did it. You tell us one bad thing, and the next day we fix it.
Yep, exactly.
You're welcome.
Yesterday, OTAs going on across the league. OTAs, organized team activities. These are not optional team activities. These are the ones where basically they want you showing up as a team, get yourself together post-draft, run through a couple practices, get a feel for each other, and you kind of break off, and we'll see you again in July, is virtually what's gone on here. Aaron Rodgers shows up, gets ready for this big practice yesterday, and can't practice. Why? Why can't he practice, you might ask? Well, in stretching and warming up, Aaron Rodgers... What's going on?
What?
Are you two talking to each other?
Me and Pete?
Yeah.
Actually, you're not. No.
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 I thought I was about to get backstabbed for a second.
I mean, stand by.
No, Pete.
No, I'm trying to figure out something.
Oh, I think you guys are setting me up for something.
Do the segment, please.
Okay. Exactly.
Not doing anything.
From right. The top. Three, two, and...
No, I'm just kidding. Aaron Rodgers warms up yesterday. Starts stretching and tweaks a calf. Tweaks a calf. Oh, my calf. Oh, my calf. Oh. And then that leads to Zach Wilson taking all first team reps. Now, he didn't break a femur. He didn't tear a meniscus. He didn't break a collarbone.
Right. All labrums are intact.
Yes. He strained a calf. So why is a strained calf in OTAs a big story? Because it's a reminder. It's a reminder that as we all drool because he's Aaron Rodgers and that's a big name and he's going to a team named the Jets, it's a reminder that everybody from whether it's Peter King to whatever your favorite TV show is that talks sports, whether it's the DA show here on CBS Sports Radio as well, that when you hear the projections of playoff teams and, wow, well, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, they got to be right there with the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals. I've heard that take. I think it is way more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers misses multiple games due to injury this year than it is the Jets are a definitive playoff team. He's already tweaking calves. He is going to be 40 years old. Also, that's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers. It's just the reality. I don't know how many people need to hear this. We have now seen evidence, more evidence. Drew Brees, who couldn't play those whole seasons, remember, those last couple years. Phillip Rivers, who was meh with the Colts, even though they made the playoffs for a year. Eli Manning became a disaster the last couple years. Ben Roethlisberger, let's be honest, was not a great quarterback those last couple years. Aaron Rodgers was an MVP 2 years ago, was an MVP 3 years ago. Aaron Rodgers regressed last year. Now, his stats still were, you know, fine. They were good, but they weren't elite, unbelievable, great. He no longer really has that running ability with him either. I believe last year was the beginning of a regression, not a one-time, now he's going to be back to an MVP part of this. And I think it becomes harder than ever to keep yourself healthy through the, you know, the entire NFL season. He's already tweaking calves in warm-ups, in stretching and OTAs. I think you are lying to yourself, and I get why Jet fans would. But if you are somebody who's not a Jet fan nationally who thinks that, oh, just looks at this Jet roster lazily and goes, Aaron Rodgers, this team's going to roll. This is going to be a story all year long. Aaron Rodgers is not playing 17 games for this Jet team, Bogus.
So there's a lot to get to unpack there. I don't think yesterday matters at all. I think it's funny that it was, oh, he's here and things are going so well and the atmosphere is different and he cares about the little things. You can feel his presence and then he tweaks a calf. I get that. And I understand at face value the concerns of a guy at his age and a calf on day one. I get why that lines up to, oh no, here we go.
Right.
And his numbers were down last year. The interceptions were up. There's no doubt about that. But I don't agree that he's in the beginning of an actual steady decline. I think he'll be better than he was last year. He has better players around him. I'm hoping if he was pouting last year and pissed off last year, that those emotions are gone. They should not have affected him.
He's got one better player.
He has better wide receivers.
The guys who are going to play the snaps, Garrett Wilson's a better wide receiver than Christian Watson. Okay, they're both rookies. He's still going to have Lazard and Cobb running around out there.
That came with him. All right, that's fair. But but he's not going to continue to drop from what he did last year. Like, he's not going to play worse than he did last year.
How do you know? He's older.
I know he's older, but I don't think that he's going to continually decrease his production from year to year. He's not going to return to being an MVP, I would think, from 2 or 3 years ago, but I don't think this is him on a straight decline without stopping.
I mean, the question, we might be just nitpicking here, how steep a decline? Aaron Rodgers, ultimately, what he did last year, he still had an opportunity in the final game of the season to be the best player on the field, rise to the MVP occasion for one game.
Yeah.
And you could honestly make the case, if you went back and watched the game, there were, what do we call it, 44 starters on the field?
Sure.
He was one of the four worst in that game.
All right. So that's one thing. Whether you want to believe...
Well, the weather got colder and he declined at the end there.
His play declines one thing. This began with his health, right?
Right. But that's a part of it.
Sure. He also hasn't missed a game in like 5 years.
Right, and last year he did play essentially with a broken thumb, and he played through it.
Right.
But it affected his play.
Right, but that broken thumb is a broken thumb. You can get that at 22 or 42. That's not a sign of wear and tear and age. Yeah, not at 40.
I mean, Bogues, your back hurts more than it did 10 years ago.
It does, but doesn't prevent him from playing NFL games, and his bones aren't brittle at 40.
I'm not saying brittle.
But if you're blaming his thumb on his age, then you're saying his bones are weaker than they were at 25. Or, and well, maybe that's medically true or possible.
Or he breaks that bone at 25, but
he heals faster?
Yes.
All right. I don't think a calf issue yesterday, as poorly at times it might have been, is a precursor to him falling apart physically. And I disagree with your sentence where it's more likely he misses multiple games and they're a true playoff contender. I don't think that's true. I think it's more possible that they're a playoff contender than him missing multiple games for injury.
I'm just here to bring the honesty. I think a lot of people are liking the idea of Aaron Rodgers more than the reality of what Aaron Rodgers is now in the path of seeing. And we've seen, again, I gave you all the examples. Tom Brady has fooled us. Tom Brady changed the way we viewed elite quarterbacks in an older age. What Tom Brady did from 40 on was abnormal, and he defeated Father Time. Finally, you saw his arm look like a wet noodle at times last year. And these quarterbacks that get to this age, they can still dial it back for a quarter, for a half, a couple weeks in a row. But the sustained elite ability over seven, that is not going to be there for Aaron Rodgers this year.
But I'm not asking him to be Tom Brady. Oh. I'm not asking him to win an MVP. I'm asking him to be markedly better than any recent Jet quarterback and be a useful piece on what I think is a good football team around him.
And that brings me to my next point. I like a lot of the pieces. I have been very pro-Jet in this camp. We are asking a lot of a team that currently has the longest playoff drought in sports, and I know a lot of that locker room wasn't there, but a team that had moments last year. I just feel like a lot of the Jet problems down the stretch last year got pinned on Zach Wilson, and rightfully so, where that doesn't mean it was the only problem. And now just bringing in an older Aaron Rodgers, you know, how much room is there? And by the way, that same guy that you pinned everything on, he's the guy taking all the first team reps yesterday, not Tim Doyle, Pat Boyle.
Yeah.
So if Aaron Rodgers does miss time or a couple games and the AFC is that tight, right? I mean, the Jets, to make the playoffs, they may make it by one game.
Which is why when the last time you and I were here, like two Thursdays ago, we had that clip of Joe Douglas blowing smoke about Zach Wilson because they have to.
Yeah.
Because he's plan B.
But they're going to have to use plan B this year is what I'm telling you.
They are.
He's not playing 17 games.
Okay. But again, they need to plan for that. But it's certainly not the certainty that you're saying that it
is. And also, I mean, is it fair to say that Aaron Rodgers has gotten himself at least questioned medically over some of his comments the last couple of years about what he believes in and what he doesn't believe in.
He has.
I don't know that I fully trust Aaron Rodgers. How should I phrase this? Mental capacity to properly take care of his body in terms of like the muscle strains and everything else. Like, thinks he kind of knows it all compared to what.
Listen, nobody dislikes some of his takes more than I do. But the bottom line is, I'm looking at it right now. The guy has played 5 consecutive seasons. He hasn't missed a game in 5 years.
So some might say he's due.
Or some might say that he's durable, and you are reading too much into a calf pull.
It's not
on
a good sign.
May 23rd.
What's the deal, folks? It's not a good sign.
You spoiled a very good line. That was a very intelligent, creative. If only you had this much effect on Canadian bacon, you'd get 5 oinks. This is a 5.
I just look.
This is a 5 oinker headline. And now here we are flipping. I haven't even said anything nice about it because we've been so disagreeing on Rodgers.
And part of it is all the sell job that is done with the headlines and ruins it.
Mm-hmm. Gloria Splat just wrote on Twitch, 100% he didn't write this headline. Anybody want to defend me here?
I mean, you sent it. I don't know what happened in your house yesterday.
Danielle might have.
Do you think Danielle, in the process of getting 2 kids ready for bed, I turned to her and said, hey, Danielle, Aaron Rodgers, she don't even know he's on the Jets.
I'm not talking about that. I think she's creative where she could come up with that one.
Right, she could have.
Yes.
She's capable of it for sure.
I actually don't think Danielle knows what veal is. She knows like veal's at a restaurant.
Coming from you.
No.
I'm pretty sure she knows what veal is.
It's pretty insulting to
time
you.
Out.
It really is.
Happy anniversary.
No, it's not insulting. It's not insulting. Listen to me. I believe that my wife knows that she can get veal at a restaurant. I don't think she knows what veal actually is.
All right. I mean, we all have her cell phone number. Who wants to text her?
I'll send her a note.
Okay. Thanks, Pete.
Bottom line is this. I am here. I'm planting this flag. This is my DA Oakland screed. Aaron Rodgers is not playing 17 games, and the Jets are not making the playoffs. And this calf injury, we will look back on this and go, man, we should have known then. I'm telling you right now, on May 24th, 2023, and I will be here the first one to tell you I was wrong.
That is not true.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing that will not happen.
No. I actually don't get credit for that. I'm probably the one person.
Because you don't do it.
I always admit when I'm wrong.
No, you have an excuse for why it went wrong.
Hold on. I hate that, Boyle. I hate that. I hate when people say, well, you have an excuse. Guys, a lot of times an excuse is called a reason.
Yes, it is. But you like excuses.
Because I like explaining myself.
Because you don't want
that
the blame
mean,
to
no.
You don't want to admit that you're wrong.
The biggest thing you know somebody's lost an argument is when they go, I'm tired of hearing these excuses. Well, you don't want to hear the reason.
You're the guy.
The reason
switches.
Might suck, but then that's another problem. Like Carlos's reason the other day sucked.
But so did your reason of why you played the wrong highlight. It sucked.
No, it didn't.
There were two different problems. Carlos made a mistake and you made a mistake. Carlos' mistake did not have to lead to your mistake. But an excuse was Carlos didn't do his job correctly, leaving me to make my own mistake.
You know what?
That was 100% avoidable.
You turned a forest fire into a statewide fire.
And you're the guy that also goes...
You know what, Shawnee? Excuses are like rear ends. Everyone has them and they all stink.
Mm-hmm.
Not mine. I used a loofah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to also say this.
Day?
No, I don't like that. I don't like wetness down there.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm a dry guy. 855-212-4227. The number is 855-212-4CBS. Real quickly, I also just want to say this. I forgot what I was going to say.
Great.
855-21. No!
Here it is.
Oh, damn it!
855-DEFG.
212-4227. We come back. Your best audio of the day and sound check. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. Again, it's Mraz and Bogus here on the DA Show. Coming up top of the next hour, J.D. Wicker, Athletic Director, San Diego State in studio. We started off with Aaron Rodgers, who was asked to do his best Jersey Shore impression. Ugh.
I was walking out to practice today, and we, you know, the media are here always doing little videos and different things. And the video was some do your best Jersey Shore impression, and I just kind of laughed to it. And then CJ Uzama was walking next to me, and he said, "You never watched the show." I said, "How can you not watch the show? One of the greatest shows back when MTV actually, you know, have content on it. It's phenomenal." But I'm a fan of all of them. I actually went to Pauly D. A Pauly D set back in Vegas, and like back when I used to go there a few times a year back in like 2011 or something. So,
oh, I hate. So I watched Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
I know. I thought it was going to make you happy.
Here's the problem. He again is showing how phony he is.
Uh-oh.
Jersey Shore was one of the great shows back when MTV used to have content. It's still on.
Well, I think,
and there's like a million different shores now.
Yeah. So that was a bad joke. I thought that was like a when they used to play music videos joke. Like,
yeah. Now the show's different, but it's on still.
So there is some phoniness in there. But I thought this was you were gonna like this. I thought it was gonna bring you to the Aaron Rodgers side here.
Here's the thing. And again, maybe those of you outside, I always make jokes. The kid in Tuscaloosa, the kid in Twin Falls, right? You guys listening, or girls listening all over this great country and north of the border in the New York area, this Aaron Rodgers thing. It's almost like he's going above and beyond to show how New York and New Jersey he could be. Here's him eating pizza. Here's him at the Knick game. Here's him at the Ranger game. Now he wants to be the flag bearer of telling everybody how great a show Jersey Shore was. And you could already tell in that answer. He went to a Pauly D set in Vegas, that I believe. I don't think he like really has a grasp that the show's still on or like he's aware of the show. I think he's just coming across phony like he was an actual Jersey Shore fan.
Well, I would forgive him for now not knowing that that they're still doing Jersey Shore shows. I don't think that's a problem because...
Why? He's still in the NFL. He's still a quarterback. I mean, it wasn't like he was a kid then in 2011.
Well,
I wasn't aware that Jersey Shore was still doing reruns.
Right.
It's not reruns. They have a new season like every 6 months.
Yeah. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah. See, that's okay.
Sammy comes back next season.
It's okay that he doesn't know that.
What is she, like 42? She doesn't need to be coming back.
But before he finishes... Long story long, you don't need to watch I'm Killing Rogers for it. They're all older now, but they all like go on these trips, and if they film them going wild on a trip in their late 30s, 40s.
Right. So it's okay that he's missing that. But in 2010, 2011, when he was, 26 years old?
Yeah.
He's okay. He could have watched Jersey Shore then and thought it was fine.
I guess. But I don't know. It's just, he's a phony. We need to stop treating Aaron Rodgers like he's not a phony. And he's a jerk to people, too. Let's not forget that.
To you. And you might have deserved it.
No, I didn't deserve
it. It might be a plus.
A complete jerk. All right, what do you got?
Not a jerk. He feels it. He knows it, just like I do. Kevin Harlan, the Celtics are back. This is the great NBA play-by-play voice on TNT last night. Derek Jeter, A-Rod, at the game, invoking that Red Sox 0-3 comeback.
And then after that, sorry, forgot to add that into our sound check rundown. Then we've also got a rare mess-up from Kevin Harlan afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Told you no NBA teams have come back from a 3-0 deficit, but in Major League Baseball in 0-4, those two Yankees right there were against the Red Sox, and the Sox were down 3-0, and the ALCS came back to win that. Then they won the World Series, the only time in Major League Baseball history that a team's been down 0-3, come back to win it. Happened 4 times in the NHL. He gets the assist. Timeout taken, Boston. It's a 5-point game in a closeout game trying to sweep the Heat.
Oh.
All right. I'm right. It happens.
Kevin gets a pass.
It happens.
I'm making this declaration now, too. Maybe I'm very grumpy, I guess, today. The 0-4 Red Sox thing is me. If I'm firmly rooting against the Celtics because of it. I am so tired of it already. We led the show with it. Harlan's doing it. It is a storyline that is already tiresome. And that is going to be your poll question today. Are you rooting against the Celtics because you're already tired of the 0-4 Red Sox comparisons? And there's a major eye roll from Pete as he drinks his tea.
Right.
And the analytics team gets to work.
Right. So the alternate trivia, the poll question is, are you Sean or are you everybody
else?
Wait,
hold on. That was not the poll question yesterday.
Did you Boston yesterday?
No, we did slides. It sucks.
Oh, no, that's another day. Yeah. Sorry. My bad. My bad.
Pete actually made me think for something. Did we do that yesterday?
Did it another day, a couple days ago.
All right. Well, we're doing it again. What were you going to say, folks?
I'm just saying that the question is, are people you or everybody else in this scenario?
Well, that's what I want to find out. Yeah, that's the point of a poll question. That's why it's not a dumb poll question, because if it's overwhelmingly 99% no, then I realize I'm completely in the wrong here. That's the point of a poll.
Right.
Get a finger on what the people are thinking.
Right, because, again, you are the first to admit that you're wrong.
Yeah.
When you're wrong. Yeah.
All right, let's do your update next with Peter Schwartz. Schwartz, what's up?
You want to do number three first?
Oh, that's
tough
right.
Guy?
Okay. Dwight Howard on trying to recruit LeBron to play
some. We got purple and gold jerseys. I got one right here, right now. It's white. We got purple and gold, though. Nobody got number six. You can have that. You done played in the league for 35 years. You done broke every record. You look goat. Let go. You can be the lit GM over here, lit coach. You can be the trainer.
Oh.
You can be the cook. Lit driver.
Oh, man. Now I know how people feel when they say I'm not funny and I get tiresome. That was not funny at all.
I'm actually disappointed in us for playing that.
Also,
and
the
giving
audio,
it life.
The audio. This is DA, by the way. This would be the DA line. Ready? I apologize to the audience. I mean, the audio was terrible there, and then stare at me blankly. that's 100% what DA would do there. You know, I must be our system. But yes, that was terrible. His jokes were terrible. The sound. Who was laughing in the background?
Who's talking to Dwight Howard? Where is this from?
Yeah, and he's playing in Taiwan. I guess that's the thing. He's trying to recruit LeBron to play. He could be Le GM, Le Coach, Pepe Le Pew.
I thought the one funny thing was when he said you could be Le Cook.
I mean, so stupid. Also, Dwight Howard. Do you need to be playing basketball in Taiwan right now? These guys, I mean, I get, you know, you love playing. Just go play at the gym.
Not getting paid. He doesn't get paid to do that.
He needs more money to play. But that's the thing. And that's the end of soundcheck. Maybe this is something I'll never understand, because I don't think any of us will ever understand it. You know, we all, don't get me wrong, this company, we love raises and make more money. But don't you get to the point when you're a multi-millionaire, at some point when you have to make a decision on whether to make more, and that means going to Taiwan for a couple years to play basketball, or just, you know what, I got enough money. Like, when is enough enough?
Well, do you ever think maybe that just like Floyd Mayweather, who has made billions of dollars over his lifetime and continues to fight fights because he probably spends it. I mean, we know he spends it.
So you're saying they just spend at a higher clip, that well, it's maybe, all relative?
Maybe when Dwight Howard was 31 and he was still, you know, at that point he was past his peak. But, okay, let's say when he's 28 and he's an all-star and he goes, yeah, I'm going to be in the league for another 12 years making, you know, in the top 10% of the league. I'm going to spend my money. I'm not going to invest it. I'm not going to save it. And then he gets to the point where he's 33 and he's like, oh, crap. Okay, maybe I need to go play in Taiwan, make some extra money. Or maybe he just loves playing basketball and wants to get back to the NBA.
You're probably right on the first part, because if you love playing basketball, there are other places to play basketball here. I mean, wasn't Terrell Owens playing in the fan-controlled football league?
Yeah. And even there's just, I don't know what he's getting from Taiwan or from teams or whatever to play basketball there, but there's a chance that he's also like making money for like a fifth generation of his grandkids. Like that's another thing too. Like that's another level of my family tree that I can now, that I can basically fund their life.
Yeah. And somebody mentioned, well, what if he just wants to go to Taiwan? Well, the point is he should have enough money that he could go vacation there for
just
2 weeks.
There.
You're right. Or just live there flat out. You're right.
You know what his salary is?
What?
Take a guess.
$300,000 a year.
Reportedly over $1 million per season.
But that's the thing. Is that worth like
$1 million?
Yeah, I'm in. And he probably
has.
You're
in. Dwight Howard has made how much money in his career?
Well, again,
an extra million.
It's another
bucks?
$1 million
per year.
So you're saying it's never enough?
I'm saying that it's so much money that it makes that much of a difference that it's hard to pass up.
I think the $1 million would make much bigger difference in our lives than Dwight Howard's life.
Okay, but he's not going to give it. I don't understand. What does that mean? Of course it would, because we all would need $1 million, but you could always need another $1 million.
Okay, so that was my question. Is there ever a point when it's enough? You're saying you could always use another $1 million, so it's never enough.
Right. So, but I mean, it's also a personal choice to go, you know what? I've worked enough. I'm okay now. I don't need to go to Taiwan.
And that's my point. Shouldn't you, at some point, shouldn't you have made enough money that that's a personal choice that you're good? He still hasn't reached that personal choice. That's amazing.
But you're, no, it felt like you were asking that we should tell him to stop making more money.
No. All right, if that's how I came across, that's not how I meant it. I meant, I can't believe that he's still playing in Taiwan after all the money he's made in the NBA. And is that the point? Like, is it this about money? And are we at a point in our lives where no matter what you get to financially, it's never enough?
What if he loves Taiwan?
Okay, so I guess your point is if he lived there, he might as well play and make $1 million. All right.
He just wants to keep playing.
If that's his reason, then bless your heart.
What if he didn't take care of his money very well?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said before.
Yeah, I mean, if that's... That's why, then that's why. Then that's very sad.
He could also insanely think that he's going to get an NBA job off of playing well in Taiwan, too. Well,
then that's when somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and go, Dwight, come on.
Like, let's think about it here within our scope. Why is Jody Mack still continuing to do shows?
He's
done enough shows.
I'm not doing that.
You also like to tell us how you do 10 shows in 7 days. I mean, everybody says yes to work all the time.
Okay. First of all,
yeah,
I think we understand that NBA salaries are a little different than us.
Sure, but it's all relative. There are people who probably think that all of us make enough money. We don't need more money. Why are we doing all this extra stuff?
Also, it's about, you know, climbing a little bit, having your hand in different pots to make sure that, you know, if the DA money ever went away, I have my hand in different pots to keep a job. No, I'm still a young man. Dwight Howard has aged out of his career.
Except that he hasn't. He's somebody still paying him to play basketball.
And a lot of those players like to play internationally. It happens. Look at Marbury. Marbury went over there. He did Starbury and all. I forget where
I mean, good
China,
for them.
That's true, too. He could be selling sneakers and stuff like that.
I have another business.
And in all those countries, too, like, there are no rules. So, like, that could be a straight $1 million, no taxes. They could be paying for his house, his car.
Right.
So that's pure profit.
And these players sometimes are revered in these places.
Yeah. They might play once a week.
Yeah,
he's basically in $3 million. Yeah, why would you
There's no market for Dwight Howard in the U.S. anymore, but there's probably a booming market for him in Taiwan.
All right, look, when it comes to arguments, sometimes Taiwan, sometimes I lose.
Oh,
it's not funny. It's not funny.
Double tuba.
That's a first. That's like Breen's double bang. He's got a double tuba.
I think Schwartz liked that one. But anyway,
no. He did it.
No.
Hideous.
Oh, God.
I'm actually nauseated by that.
I think it was so bad it was good.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
All right, what do we got, Schwartz?
I don't know if I can recover.
You've broken Schwartz.
See? I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm just laughing at the fact that it was so bad that I don't even know how to follow that up. We'll tip off in Miami for game 4 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat had the brooms out. While the Celtics won, there was a chance to keep the series going.
Tatum with the swagger. Crossover. Step back 3.
I love this. You're making this place a little bit more uncomfortable.
9-0.
Take that with you, Pat Riley.
9-0 Boston run and another timeout taken by Eric Spoelstra as the Celtics have pushed the lead to 14 with 7:52 to go.
Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on Celtics Radio. The Celtics stave off elimination, beating the Heat in game 4, 116-99. They trim the Heat's lead to 3-1. Boston down 9 in the third quarter before going on an 18-0 run. Jason Tatum led the way for Boston with 33 points.
To start the third quarter, could have went the other way. You know, we gave up some threes. We turned the ball over. But I think we just had to settle down a little bit. We saw a couple go in, and, you know, we started to play free. We were getting stops, getting out in transition. The ball was popping, and it was just finding guys.
Jaylen Brown added 17 for Miami. Jimmy Butler with 29. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra sums up the loss.
Both teams pride themselves on winning the possession games. I have not glanced at this closely enough, but I think categorically they won the possession game. They won the transition game. They won the three-point game. They probably won the free throw game, and they definitely won the rebounding game.
Game 5 Thursday in Boston. And now the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 4. Of the Western Conference Final in Dallas.
The fourth line finally gets a shift. Kolesar and Carrier. Now Bluger feeds Carrier. He scores! A backhander inside the right post. William Carrier's first goal of the postseason. The Knights take a 3-0 lead in game 3. Just 7 minutes and 10 seconds into the first.
I carry them to a win, eh?
Yeah, eh? But why does an American... announcers say A.
Because maybe he's from Canada.
Dan Duva's from Canada.
Wait, what's in the player's name? Is the player's name Carrier?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's
why he's saying it. Yeah. An American announcer wouldn't just say A, and you're not from Canada.
Right, no, it's the guy's name. Yeah. So that's why I said them to a win,
Okay, I didn't follow what you were doing there.
So did he just do Canadian bacon? Dan Duva?
No, I did the bacon response. You guys are lost now.
I am. That was Pete's fault.
The guy's name is Carrier.
Yeah.
I responded with, he carried them to a win, eh?
Right. I thought maybe I missed something in the report, in the soundbite.
To which the tuba man responded with the tuba.
Man.
Well, you should save that for bacon. That actually would have been a decent bacon line.
Well, I'm not doing bacon today, so that's why I used it.
Mm.
Dan Duva, A, on Golden Knights Radio. Vegas with a 3-0 lead.
P.S. Dan Duva, a very underrated Fordham product. Oh, nobody cares.
I do.
Thank you, Pete.
Very nice.
They have a good football program, though.
Yeah.
Schwartz is really puckering up to get his
big Joe Conlon guys in this room right now.
4-0 win in game 3.
Be nice to me. I'm a booster.
34 saves.
No truth to the rumor they're naming the communication center after you.
Are you really a booster?
Yeah, technically I'm a booster because I've donated money.
Wow, bogus money. He's got enough to donate?
Wow.
Four
years of tuition and he's still giving them more money?
It doesn't matter.
Buffalo State sends me stuff in the mail, I throw it right in the garbage.
I don't even round up at the supermarket for real charities. You're boosting at Fordham?
It doesn't matter if you give a dollar or a bazillion. If you give them money, you're a booster. Because I've had to go through NCAA clearance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, the only way I'm giving Buffalo State money is if I ever have a sweatshirt of my size on the online store.
Wow.
That's not going to happen.
You need to get the tent in the camping section.
Now to baseball. Let's start in the Windy City. This new mouse is killing it.
He swings, drills one, deep left field. Can you believe it? Another Christopher Morel home run.
I mean, can you say on fire? This guy's absolutely tearing the cover off the baseball. He did it in AAA, 11 homers down there, and he's come up here. His 20th homer of the season, his 9th in the big leagues. You said it. He needed a hit, and he got one, Zach.
It was Zach Zaman and Ron Coomer on Cubs Radio. By the way, the Cub was labeled with Pat Hughes. It was not Pat Hughes. It was Zach Zaman.
Stunner.
And Ron Coomer on Cubs Radio.
Ron Coomer's doing games?
He's the color guy.
I didn't know that.
Cubs win it 7-2. Other games in baseball last night, Mariners beat the A's 3-2. Angels over the Red Sox 4-0. The Rockies with a 4-run fifth beat the Marlins 5-4. Football, Jets quarterback. Still weird saying that. Aaron Rodgers did not practice at OTAs yesterday because of a minor. Listen, I've had nothing to root for in my life with this team. Give me a little bit.
You had Favre. It's the same thing.
He didn't tell the team he was hurt, and they lost at the end of the season.
At least now you know he's already hurt, Rodgers.
Well, so. It's just a tweak.
Did you hear what he said earlier about this?
No.
Sean? He said it's more likely that Rodgers misses multiple games than the Jets are a playoff team.
I would totally disagree
with that.
I know you would. That's why I came on and told everybody that. Because people have their heads in the sand on this Rodgers thing.
Yeah.
He's a disintegrating old man.
14-3, and the Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I was going to say 12-5.
By the way, Super Bowl.
Can he win a wild card game once?
By the way.
What?
I know you were waiting to hear this. I did get Jared an Elijah Moore jersey, took it to a store, got the Rodgers put over the name.
Come on. Elijah Moore wore number 8 for those listening. So rather than invest in an expensive
$25
Rodgers,
for the jersey, $17 to fix the name.
So $39 total instead of spending $100.
It looks horrible.
Wait a minute. How did you come up with that math?
Did you just say 25 plus 17 is 39? 25
plus 17 is 39.
What is it?
It's 42.
42.
Okay. All right. So I was off by $3. Relax.
Mm. Now, that's like fourth grade math.
Now, does it look chintzily done?
No, actually, they did a fantastic job on it.
It was a nameplate? They took a
green plate. The color is a shade off.
Okay.
But from a distance, you really can't see it.
From a distance.
And they put it just over.
Over the Moore.
Over the Moore.
So they didn't unstitch the Moore.
No, they can't unstitch it because now, with the way Nike makes the jerseys,
it's
glued underneath there, too.
So
if you take off the stitching, it's going to show glue marks underneath.
So they glue stitching on?
No.
The new one.
It was just like an iron-on green plate. that covered up the Rodgers. That covered up
now,
the
Now, is the Rodgers in, like, different font?
No, it's the exact same font.
And it's not, like, extra thickness with the double nameplate?
No, it
name
was basically nothing. It was almost as if you were putting, like, a piece of saran wrap
idea.
Over a muffin.
So if Jared goes to school...
Already did. Yep.
Wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Does he tell his friends this is what he did, or he tells his friends, I got a new Aaron Rodgers jersey?
He didn't say anything. People came up to him and goes, how did you get that so fast? Oh, my dad got it for me.
Yeah, it's a good play.
You like to play both.
I'm going to defend. Now, I want to reserve the right to see the jersey in person, but I think this might have been a smart move.
I can show you a picture.
Here's where I'll defend it. We've all done it. The shady website, the China. We've all done it. We all got a jersey at one point in our lives that was a little... But it looks the part, like he's saying, from a distance. So that's, is it any different than that? Probably not.
I saw a guy at City Field on Friday who had turned a Noah Syndergaard jersey into a Kodai Senga jersey, but he did it to be ridiculous. He blocked out the unnecessary letters in Syndergaard, left in the E and the N, and then like wrote a G and an A over the duct tape letters at the end to make it Senga. Either do it that way, or I think Schwartz, this is a coup.
More.
Okay, I see. The more he's showing. Well, that looks bad.
You think it looks bad?
Hold on, let me just see a little closer. I'm going to see if Cap can zoom in here.
You should tweet that out.
Cap, can you zoom in? Okay, I'm pointing it up to, now this is really good radio. I am showing the camera of the Rodgers nameplate over, okay?
Yeah, I see how you can tell that it's not natural.
It's like a different color.
It's a different shade. They can't match up the shade exactly because the Jets have this fakakta color Gotham green.
You know what I would like better, though? The nameplate to be the exact size as the original nameplate. I think that's the problem. You see the stitching on the other color. Now, that being said, you save yourself $60. I'm gonna give the stamp of approval here.
Okay, good.
Stamp of approval. Bogues, you in? Yay or nay?
I think I'm in, but it is clearly something that's been done to the jersey.
Okay. So
I think I'm in.
Have any of you ever done this out there? 855-212-4227.
It fooled a lot of 7th graders because nobody questioned the name on it.
That's all you need.
You know when anybody would notice if he wore it to a game and somebody sat directly behind him in the stands and been like, that's a fake Rodgers jersey. But who cares if he's wearing it to school and he's got a Rodgers jersey.
And keep in mind that the time he saw it in Dick's Sporting Goods, you couldn't get the Rodgers jersey yet.
Right. That's true. And it's got to be
back-ordered.
And it's got to be a perfect alignment, too. You got to get to the where you have another player with that name, jersey for sale, or the number.
Yeah.
Oh, I give it the approval.
Okay. There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I was going to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit more, but we just did.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, we come back. Did the key to a Cowboys run just become available? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Home of the signature lukewarm churro. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you're a Cowboy fan, you might want to pay attention. By the way, it's Mraz and Bogus here on a summer Wednesday Eve. The Broncos yesterday released Brandon McManus, their last remaining member of their Super Bowl champion of the 2014 year. He had a $6.5 million guaranteed at signing. He was entering the fourth year of a deal. And the Denver Broncos will save $2.4625 million. That's a lot of decimals. Basically $2.5 million on the salary cap. Now, McManus, 32 years old. You see kickers kick till they're 38, 39, 40. The reason I bring this up, he was automatic for so long and was a real key to the Broncos. But there's a team out there, and we had this story about a week and a half ago. Bones Fossil, the special teams coach with the Cowboys, has said because they don't have Maher there, they're considering anybody and everybody who's able to kick a football to come in and kick. The Cowboys, everybody forgets the Maher thing in the playoffs where he couldn't make a kick. They currently basically had like an undrafted free agent kicker on their roster, and that's about it. They don't have a kicker. And we are going to have talking heads picking the Cowboys to win playoff games or go make the playoffs. Maybe this is the year the Cowboys make a run. Newsflash. While you need the quarterback and offensive lineman and pass rushers and corners, all that first, oftentimes, how many close games are decided on whether you can kick a ball through the uprights or not? If the Cowboys are going to win tight games and not have to rely on a kicker like they did last year, missing kicks that could come back to haunt them, go sign Brandon McManus, guy like this becomes available, it's like gift wrap for the Dallas Cowboys. If they don't do this and they're still worried about, maybe we'll bring Zeke back. They are so dumbly run, Bogues.
Oh, sure. But you presented this. I thought this was like a troll job from you. This is a valid football point. They actually should sign him. But
yes.
You presented it as, is this like the final piece of the Cowboys puzzle?
Not a final piece, but I can't pick the Cowboys to win squat without a kicker on their team.
But even if you put McManus on that team today, I'm not picking them because I know better.
Maybe not, but I would have a little more trust that a game that's 31-30, they have a chance of being on the right end of.
But you also, I don't think you have to settle your kicking question on May 24th. But this is a nice gift for them, yes.
Don't
but
let somebody else sign them.
I'm waiting for you to flip and be a troll here as if they're just a kicker away from winning the whole damn
thing. No. They're not that.
I was excited for that.
They're not that, but they cannot be taken seriously after their kicking situation last year, and they actually could get a real...
Remember, yes.
How many times the Cowboy fans just, Dan Bailey is the most accurate kicker, and when they had
Greg
him,
the leg.
They loved it. They need a legitimate kicker if they're going to be a legitimate team this year. And Brandon McManus, a guy like that is just gift wrapped to you. Don't let somebody else come in and sign him. He should be on a plane to Dallas today. Don't wait around till August. Oh, we'll see your options. That's a great option.
And then maybe get a legitimate head coach too.
Yeah.
This is a CBS News special report.
To the news desk we go.
Tell me the Cowboys just signed McManus.
We have an answer from Danielle.
More important.
Okay, well, before setting it up for anybody just listening, the question was, does Danielle know what veal is as far as a food?
I'll take this one. Thanks, Sean. So Aaron Rodgers' calf injury became what the veal as a headline. Well done by Sean. Somehow we got to a point where Sean said, there's no way my wife knows what veal is. We all vehemently disagree with that. Went to the source. What's the answer, people?
So, the question I asked Danielle was, Sean says you don't know what veal is or where it comes from. So she replies back, I don't, !! With the answer, it's from a baby cow.
Mm.
So she looked it up before answering you.
No.
Is this where you admit you're wrong, like always?
I know that she doesn't want to be embarrassed. I know that she said in the best. She doesn't want to be embarrassed, so she looked it up.
She also asked, where did the nasty booger in the sink come from this morning that she had to clean out?
That was mucus. I've been very mucusy all day. Tell her I'm sorry, and it was mucus.
See, pig.
It's just disgusting. So first she was stupid. Second, she was a liar.
Right.
And now, on top of that, she has to clean... half puke out of the sink.
It was so I woke up. You ever have that when we wake up extremely early in the morning, and you know I'm just kind of going over things. I'm sending you guys the headlines. It's 4:05 a.m. and then I got. I'm like something's back there. It was like a mouse was stuck in the back of my throat, and then in came mucus.
Mm.
Yeah, but usually if that happens in a sink or anywhere, you're flushing the toilet or you're opening up the faucet, you're cleaning it out.
I was on the run. I had to get in the car. It's allergy season, baby. I got a lot of pollen in the back of my throat.
Do you guys blow your nose in the shower? Like, just let it, like, snot rockets? Like,
yeah,
let it rip?
And then I let the water run over my chest.
It goes on your chest?
Well, if you go, and it shoots out on your chest, then I stick my chest out like this, and I let the water run through it. Why's that funny? Where does it go for you?
In my hand.
No. I do, like, an open...
It goes on your chest. Why are you so disgusting?